Vayter in Shastri and Daf Yud Gimel picking up and Yud Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. Five of up from the bottom in the middle. We say about this grit says known as Mordechai, Karle Yehudi. We said it was Mordechai ben, what's the first, V is the Pusuk? Where'd you go, Pusuk? Ish Yehudi, Oya, Bishushan Abirak. Nishma Mordechai, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini. So, Zuk the Gemuri, Karle Yehudi, Amen Biyuda Kasi. We know he's called Yehudi, so we know that he comes from Yehuda, from the Shevet of Yehuda. The Karile Yemini, Alma mi Binyamin Kasi. So we see it comes from Binyamin. So which one is it? Amar Nachman Yerchai, B'muchtar B'nimusoya. We know that he was crowned, says Rashi, B'shemos Na'in, with good names, Nimus Shem B'loshin Yavan. So he was crowned with names. He had both sides, his papa and his mama, as we're going to see. Amar Rabbechana, Amar Rabbeyashub Ben Levi. Aviv B'Binyamin, V'yim B'Yehuda. His father's from Yaman, mother's from Yehuda. So he got called from both sides. V'Rabbanan Ami Mishpachos Mizgaros Zubazu. Said that Yehuda and Binyamin, they were battling one between the next. Mishpachas Yehuda Omeres, I know. Garim demisalid Mordechai. Why? Yehuda would say that I'm the one who caused that Mordechai should come into existence. That came about. The lo katli David l'Shimi ben Gera, because David Amelech didn't go and kill Shimi ben Gera, and that's where he came from. Mordechai came from it. So it was Yehuda, David Amelech coming from Yehuda. Didn't kill him. Nope. What are you talking about? Well, this came from us. Rav Amar. So he said, no, he's coming straight up from us. Rav Amar, Knesset Yisrael, Amar Leidach Gisa. Rav says that each one was actually blaming the other one for bringing him about, because he said that Mordechai is going to cause the problems. Take a look at what this Yehudi did and what this Yemini did for us. What does it mean when it says the Yehudi? What did he do? Beep, turn the page. Yud Gimel. The lo katli David l'Shimi, because the fact that David didn't kill Shimi, and therefore he was born. He said the name Mordechai, the Mikane Bey Bahaman Boo, who caused Haman to get all upset at the Jewish people. The fact that he bowed down to him, and what do you mean? What did Binyamin do? The lo katli Shaul Agag, because Shaul didn't kill Agag, the Isid Mina Haman Boo, the Mitzar Li Yisrael, caused pain to the Jewish people. So each one was upset about the other one. Rav Yochanan, Amar Li Olam Binyamin, because he really came from Binyamin. Why is it called Yehudi? Because the fact is that he denied and went against Avodah Zarah. That's called Yehudi. Anyone who goes against Avodah Zarah, Nikra Yehudi, you're called Yehudi. Kiddush Sivs, the Pasuk says, Isa Itai Guvrin Yudoin, which is Isai Guvrin. These guys are Yudoin, they are Jews. It's talking about Hananiah, Mishal, and Azariah, and they were called Yehudoin. Rabbi Shimon Pazi Kava Pasach B'Divrei Yomim Omer Hachi. When he would start to discuss the idea of Divrei Hayomim, he would start by saying, Kol Divrecha Echad Heim V'Anu Yodim L'Darshan. All of your words, meaning of Divrei Yomim, are one, and we know how to darshan them. There are a lot of different names that come up over there, and they could be talking about only one person. And even though maybe it doesn't seem so poshut, you're able to go ahead and figure it out from looking through it. So we have now an example of this. V'ishto ha'yudia yolda es yered avi gedor v'eschever avi socho v'esikusiel avi zanoach v'elu b'nei bisya bas paro asher lokach mored. One is intro. This is Parsha Bisya. Who's that? Bathya. People call her Batya, right? But her name was really Bisya. So Bisya bas paro asher lokach mored. His wife gave birth to Yared, the father of Gedor, and Chever, the father of Socha, and Yikusiel, the father of Zanach, and they came from the sons of Bisya, the daughter of Paro, who Mered took. Frek the Gemara, Amai Kari Lea Yudia. Why is she called Yudia? We're talking about Bisya over here. Ashum she kafra b'odazar, the fact that she was kafra b'odazar. The Chesiv Zepasuk says, Vatered Bas Paro, Lichotz Aliyar. Bas Paro came down to go. Hashem Yazor, something funny just happened to me. Anyway, so Badza came down in order to go. She's living in a van down by the river, right? She went down to bathe. From Rabbi Yochanan, she ordered lichos mi gilulei beisavia. She went down to wash herself from the avodah zara. She was lashes litbos, lush and gayrus. She was being megayer. She's coming to contact us. Kanfei shchina. Mazel tov, mazel tov. Simchas. Right, Lashum. Yeah, Rashi is, Litvo Lashum Geras. In order to go ahead and become a Geras. Yolda, what is saying? That she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu? Varabuye Rabise. What are you talking about? She was someone who was Marbis. She raised him, and she didn't actually give birth to him. Loma Elecha, come and tell you, call him a Gadol Yotzeb Yisoma B'soch Beisa. Someone goes and raises a Yotzeb, an orphan, an orphaness, in their house. Meile Elekasov Kili Yolda. It's as if they gave birth to them. We can say like they gave birth. Yered. Now we have different names of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Yered Zem Moshe. Why was it called? Loma Kershmo Yered is called Moshe. She Yared Lemli Yisom in Biyamav. Man Biyamav. Because came down for them. Alshen of Yared. The man came down in his days. Gidor. Shagodar appears to say Shal Moshe. It was called Gedor. Why? Because he was Goder Gedor. I mean, he made a fence for Klal Yisrael. Chever, why was it called Chever? Shechiber es Yisrael Avim Shem Shemayim. He connected Klal Yisrael with Avinu Shem Hashemayim. Socho Shenaslam Yisrael Kisuka. It was called Socho because he made... He was like a sukkah. In other words, he protected Klal Yisrael from going out and getting any sort of punishment. He davened for them. Yikusiel Shekivu Yisrael Lekel B'yamav. It was called Yikusiel because Shekivu Yisrael Lekel B'yamav. They hoped, is a hope for Hashem in his days. He brought them close. Zanoach, she is Niach Avanoseim Shel Yisrael. It's called Zanoach because he, Zanoach means he threw away, he was able to push away all the Averis for Klal Yisrael. Avi, Avi, Avi. Why does it say three times the word Avi comes up in the Pasuk when Moshe, it says he was the father of Geder and the father of Socha, the father of Zerach. What is he to one of them? Av b'toira, that he was that father when it comes to the idea of Torah. Av b'chachma, the father when it comes to wisdom. And Av b'nevuah, the father b'nevuah, so Av when it comes to the idea of prophecy. And the pasuk continues. Ve'ela b'nei bissi asher lokach mared v'chi mered shemo v'alo kolev shemo. What does that mean? This daughter of a power who married mered. What are you talking? What's his name? Kolev. So why are you calling him mered? Rashi says v'alo kolev shemo shebe kolev mishtai kroy. That's what he's talking about here. Amar kadosh baruch hu. Mekados Baruchu, Yavo Kalev Shamarid Baatz Miraglim, let Kalev, who's the one who rebelled against the Miraglim, he should come. He says, Bas Paro Shamarid Abigulili Bas Basavia, who came and rebelled against their fathers of Odazara. Rashi says, Garchi Garcin and Vyisa Bisia Shamarid Abigulili Basavia, Velachain Nishtana Shamo Billy Kuchen Alalu. They change their names when they took each other. Asher aglam Yerushalayim. It says that he was exiled from Yerushalayim. Amar Rava, what does this mean? Shagala me'atzma means that Mordechai was Gola himself. He went into a self-imposed exile. Vayehi omen es Hadassa, and he raised Hadassa. We know Hadassa is Esther. Karele Hadassa v'karele Esther. She called both. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Mer omer Esther, shmar name was Esther. V'lamene kor shmar Hadassa, why was she called Hadassa? Al shem hatzadikim shenikra Hadassim. Because tzadikim that are called Hadassim, that are called myrtles. So that's why she was called V'chein hu omer. So similar it says, v'hu omer ben Hadassim. Pasuk says, and he was standing by the Hadassim. Pasuk in Zechariah. Zechariah comes and tells us, this is talking about that the Ribbono Shel Olam was chilling with Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Okay, anyway, it says Omeid Ibn Hadassim, that's what it means by the great tzaddikim. Then we have another one, Rabbi Yehuda Omeid, the opposite. Hadassah Shmar, never say Hadassah. V'lami Kishma Esther, what's called Esther? Al Shem Shal Yisam Esther is Tavareh, because she covered over her words. She never said that she was Jewish. Shenemar, as the Pasuk said, Ein Esther, Magedis, Ves Amma, she wouldn't go and tell where she was from. Rabbi Dechene Omeid, Hadassah Shmar, her name was Hadassah. V'lami Kishma Esther, what's called Esther? Shayu Umas Olam Korinosa Al Shum Istaher, because the nation of the world would call her, they called her Esther, which is something which is istar, reference to the Rashi says Yerech, the moon. Yofakil of Anish, she was beautiful like the moon. Benazi Omer Esther Lo Arukov Lo Katsari Sa Elabanis Kadasa. She wasn't too tall, she wasn't too short, she was just right. Like Adasa, it's like the perfect size. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Esa Yerakiros, Yerakirokas, Haisa, V'chut shel chesed, Moshe Chalash, she was green, but there was a chut shel chesed, she was loved by everyone. Rashi says, Ka'adas azu, like a hadas. And Me'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'kach Nireis Yafel, L'umos V'lachashvira, she looked beautiful because Hashem set up a way that she should find a chut shel chesed, people should see and find her beautiful. Ki ein la'av ha'ayim, she didn't have a father or a mother. U'bamos avia v'ima lamali. So why do you have to say when her father and mother died? Amravacha, ivrasa meis avia, when she was conceived, her father died before she was born. He died. Rashi says, nimsa shlo ha'ilo av misha shenir le'ikaros av. Yoladita meis ha'ima, when she was born, her mother ended up dying. Nebuch. Okay. As a daughter. Don't say as a daughter, rather as a wife. Labayas. You got married. And similarly, we find the pasuk in Shmuel with Uri. What's his name? Nasan Anavi comes and gives a mashal to David HaMelech by Uri Achiti. He uses the lashon, and the poor man who didn't have anything except for a little kivsele. That's all he had. And he raised and gave and they grew up together with him and his children. Vipito tocha, from his bread he ate, the kivsele ate, and mikoso tishta, and drank from his cup. Uvecheiko tishkav, and slept with him. But the hilo kabas is like him, like a daughter. Mishum de vecheiko tishkav havas like kabas. What? Because of the fact that they lied with him. Adam was there. So therefore, it ended up being like a daughter. Ella kibayis. What it means is like a wife. Hachinami labayis. So to over here, what we're talking about is that Mordechai took Esther as a wife, that they got married. Somebody's getting married. Viter. V'sheven aharos. And it says that she had sheven aharos that were given to her, the seven servants. She counted the days of the week with them and to know when Shabbos is. Rashi says, Mishar says la, achas ba'echad b'Shabbos, achas b'sheni b'Shabbos, each one on one day of the week. And so to each one, and when Yom Shivcha shel Shabbos, so that's just Shabbos. When Shabbos came, she knew that it was Shabbos. V'yishana esteh v'esnaroseha, and he changed her and her naroseha. This is talking about Haggai, that he was helping out, she was doing something. Amar Rav, Sheachila Michael Yehudu, they did something different, they gave kosher food. Ushmul Amar Sheachila Kidale de Chazire, they gave over, Rashi explains, some sort of pig. He's got pig, and they were stuck, they had to eat it, nothing could do, but it was like chosh of a pig. If Yochan Amar Zeronim, that they gave her seeds. V'chein v'yehi, what's the pshat? That they could eat seeds. V'chein u'omer, v'yeh meltzar nosei as pas bagad, bagam v'nosein lahem zeronim. It says again by Daniel, Hanani, by Yishuel, by Hanani, Yishuel, and Azariah, that they took away food and gave them seeds. Right, so that's something which is good for the tzaddikim in order to go ahead and that they don't have to eat treifa stuff, so they have seeds, like peanuts on the plane. Shisha chadashim b'shemen amor. 6 months they got more shemen oil of myrrh, a type of delicious thing, not food wise, but smell wise. My shemen amor, what shemen amor? Avchir Abba Omer stacht. It's something called stacht, which is, we had this word. Mosef Rashi brings down that it's a lowest parish of Gorim Pesachim, and Gorim Benachos says it's called balsam, otherwise known as balsam. Rav Huna Amar Shemen Zayish Shalei Vishlish. It's oil, olive oil, that didn't reach a third of its growth. That's what they gave them in order to beautify themselves. Tanya willing to the bright Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anpakinon Shemen Zayish Shalei Vishlish. Anpakinon is Shemen Zayish. They didn't get to a third. V'loma Sachin Oso. Why do people put it on them? Shemashir as the Seirum Adin as a Basa, because it takes out, it gets hair out. And ma'adin means matziv, it makes you glow. It causes you this beautiful exfoliation of the skin in a beautiful way. Delicious. Ba'erev hibal, ba'boker yishava. It's talking about Achashverosh would have all these women. In the night they would come, in the morning they would leave. Amar b'yochanan migunusel shal sarash, for the gunus, the disgustingness of this person, you actually come up with something which is good. Lamadnu shivcho, we learned something nice. Rashi says, gunusu huzeh, shubol, noshim, umshalchan. He has a relationship with a woman, and then he just sends him away. Lamanu shivcho, shalayim, misham, shitasabayom. He didn't have a relationship during the daytime. It was a tzanias. Vati Esther nos ischein, Esther found favor in the eyes of everyone. Amr belozim, alamit shilachol echad, v'echad, nizmasalokum. So everyone thought that she was from their nation. Vati lakach Esther, Michel Shem, el melech achashverosh, she brought her achashverosh, el beis malchuso to his palace.
Bachodesh Asiri in the 10th month, Chodesh Teves, was the month of Teves.
Was the Pshat, Yerech Shenena, Guf Bin Aguf. It's a month where the body gets enough from the body because it's very cold. And that's what Rashi is meant to be at Sina. Veheid Lcha Kosov Shayu Mitkonen. In order that she should be loved, beloved even more, therefore it was done in this month. And he found favor in her and gave even more than all the other besulos that were over there. Whatever Achashverosh wanted with Esther, he was able to go ahead and feel with her. If he was in the mood to have to feel like it's a besula, it felt like that. Beula felt like that also. He made a great big feast. Avad Mishtaya Velo Galila. He made a big feast and she didn't tell who she was. Rashi says, Chiza Lakama in Yonim Lefaisa, Shetigla Lo. She wanted to know who it was and didn't help. And everything he tried to do, and Esther wouldn't say where she was from. Dale Karga of Delo Galilei, and he set up in a way that he dropped off taxes. It says, Amar Bishvil Esther, Ani Meniach Lachem, Michsei Gul Guloschem, Haini Vahanecha Lemedina Sasa. So he did all these things to get rid of taxes, and she wouldn't tell. Shadar Pardishne Velo Galilei. He sent all different gifts in a way to go ahead and honor her, and yet she still wouldn't budge. The buckets Besula Shane. He said it came time when he got it and took all the women a second time, all of the Besula Shanis, when they gathered them all together. Azil Shakal Aitzim Mordechai. So Achashverosh, the question over here is why did he take the women again if he had already? So Azil Shakal Aitzim Mordechai, he came to ask advice from Mordechai, which is funny. He's the one who said not to tell where she's from. And Achashverosh didn't realize he's coming getting advice from Mordechai to figure out who she is. Amar Ein Isha Miskana Ella B'Yerech Haverte. He says, oh, you want to know who she is? So go ahead and take women, get really jealous when you're with another woman. So get other women, then she'll tell you who she is. In other words, the goal was to get him away from her. Vafilo Achilo Gaili, she still wouldn't tell. Duchsev Ein Esam Agedis Malata, so she wouldn't tell who she was. Amar Rabbi Elazar Maidichsev says, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Beep. Turn the page. Yud Gimel Beis. Lo Yigam Mitzadik Einav. Hashem doesn't take his eyes away from it. Tzadik. What does it mean? It means B'schar Tzniyah Shoyisa B'Barachel Zachsa V'yatsu B'Resho. Not only for that person, but it continues on the way that they behave, the way that they act goes on and on and on. Says Rashi. You know, Sin Ezav B'Maisav Tzadikim. He looks at the actions of the Tzadik L'Shalomim to pay them. Af Liyomim Rab Amida B'Amida. Even more beyond their days. So he says Zachsa V'yatsu B'Resho because of the fact I'm Shaya Tzidur because he was Sanua. So in the Schar of the Tzniyas that Rachel had, this is what ended up happening as well. Schar Tzniyas, Shahaya B'Sha'ul, Shahaya Bo B'Sha'ul, Zachav Yatsav in Esther. Esther came from that. Rashi says, B'Targum Shal Megillah, Miyachis Mordechai V'Oseo Asiri L'Sha'ul, Mishal Ad Bin Yamin, V'Ksiv Hi Esther Basdodo, V'Ein Lo Raya Acheres B'Ksuv M'Shatsu Mishal. Okay, Umay Tzniyas Hoysa B'El B'Rachel, what Tzniyas was it with Rachel? V'Ksiv V'Yakid Yaakov L'Rachel, Ki Achi Avyohu. And Yaakov told Rachel he was the brother of her father. V'Ksiv Achi Avyohu, is it really true? V'Alo Ben Achos Avyohu, it wasn't the brother of her father, he was the son of her sister's, of her father's sister, meaning her first cousin, his nephew. Ella Amarla Minsavili. She said, what happened was is that he said to Rachel, marry me. Amarle Ain Mi In Miu Abba Ramo. He's, listen, okay, but my father, he's a real trickster. You're not gonna be able to deal with him. He's too good. He's too good of a poker player. I'm a brother when it comes to trickery. I'll mess with him back. Don't worry. When you say, come on, can you behave in such a way? You're at tzaddik. Do you behave in such ways? Yes, that's what you deal. If you're dealing with a pure person, so then you act pure. If you're dealing with a person who's crooked, you got to act crooked. This is the way it works. So Yaakov said, what stick is he going to pull? Amalei Isli Achsa D'Kshisha Min, I have a sister that's older. V'lo Mitziv Li Mekam, he's not going to go marry me before you. So Masal Simanim, give her Simanim, you know, the passcode. You know, everyone knows the famous story that under the chuppah, she was able to pass with the passcode. Kimata Lele, when it came that night, Amar Hashta Michsefa Achsa, she said, no, my sister's going to be embarrassed because she's not going to know the password. So Martina Neel, she gave her the password. V'hainu Yachsiv, Vahiba Boker, V'hina Hi Leah, it was Leah. Mechlal Da'ad Hashta Lav Leah. What, it wasn't Leah? Because the fact that he gave over the simanim, lo avi yada ad hashta, Yaakov didn't know that that happened, and the fikach zach, and therefore it ended up being that, oh my gosh, this is Leah, what's going on? The fikach zach yotzer min Shaul, because of her modesty and her behavior, Shaul came out of her. Might sneas ha'isa with Shaul. What sneas was it with Shaul? The chesiv is a pasuk says, v'as devar amalucha lo igidlo asher amar Shmuel. He didn't tell over when he became crowned as king, when it came out that Shmuel said Shaul's going to be the king. Shaul's family came and said, where you been? Where are you hanging out? He's like, oh no, I was just checking things out. It's okay. I'm cool. Everything's fine. But he never said he was a king. So Zachav Yasser Mena Esther was like a Balgaivi, or Tzanila. Therefore, Esther came out of him. Okay, Zach the Gemara of Rabbi Lezer, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu posted Kedula, Adam and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave greatness to a person, posted the bottom of Atzav called Doris, he gives over to his children, his grandchildren, until the end of the Doris. Shenamar, the Pesach says, Vayoshivim, Lanetzach, Vayigbo, and he set him up forever, and they became raised up. Vim Hegis Daito. And if the guy becomes a person, becomes a Bal Gaiva. That's not a good idea. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mashpila, then they bring him down. Shenemar Vim Asurim Bazikin, Pasuk says, if they are bound in chains. Rashi explains that this, if you look at all the psukim around it, it basically goes and says that if they become Gaivadik, if they raise themselves up because of the greatness, then they're going to be punished and they're going to end up bound in chains of anias, of poverty. V'yasmai Mordechai Esther Lo, Esther Osa, whatever Mordechai said to do, she did. Amar B'yom Mishai Samara Dam Nida L'chachamim. It shows that, what does it mean? She would show the Dam Nida to see if she was a Nida or not. Kasher Ha'isa Ba'amna Ito. Just like when she was being raised by him, Amar Rabbi Bar Liba comes in. He says, she would leave from the cheko, from literally the chek is like the chest, the bosom of Achashverosh. So Tovelos, she would shut the Mordechai, and then she would go to the mikvah, and she would be with Mordechai. Rashi says, with Tovelos, machmas nekiyo shelote meusa letzadik mishkivaso shel Achashverosh. She would be with Achashverosh, and then she would come, and she would be with Mordechai. Fascinating. That says the Megillah. On those days, Mordechai was sitting in the Shara Melech and Big Son and Sheresh. Oy. They got upset. They wanted to kill Achashverosh. I'm Rabbi Chir Ba'aba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hiksev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odon Al Avodav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry over with his Avodav. Lassos Ritzon Tzadik in order to go that of the righteous. So Manu Yosef. This is talking about who was this great Tzadik. It was Yosef. Shenemar. Visham Itanu Nar Ivri. And over there, there was a Nar Ivri. He's talking about when the bartender who got out by Pyro came to tell more Pyro about the fact that if you need someone to interpret your dreams, there's a guy who was with us. Avadim al Adonenu. Well, let's take a step back and read the whole thing. Hiksev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon al Avadav Lasos Ritzon Tzadik Umanu Yosef Shenamar V'Shom Itana Nar Ivri Avadim Adoneim Lasos Neis Latzadik Umanu Mordechai D'chsev V'Yivad Adavar L'Mordechai. And we said that Hashem caused it to be that the Avadim, the servants, should get angry with their master, meaning Achashverosh, in order to anace a miracle for a tzaddik. And that miracle of the tzaddik was Mordechai. As it says, the matter became known to Mordechai. That what happened, Bigson and Sarah, you know the story, they wanted to kill the king, Achashverosh, and they were speaking about it, but they're speaking another language. Mordechai understood the language, and because of that, he was able to go ahead and save the king. Because he saved the king, he was then put into the book. To be able to get the storyline going over there. Says the Gemara now, Amar Yochanan, Big Son Maserah, Shnei Tarsiyim Ayu, they were from Tarsis, and Vahayim Esapim Loshen Tursi, they're speaking that language. Va'amar Miyom Shebasazu Lo Ra'inu Shena Be'inav, it says from the time meaning from the time, Itoch Shahisa Chaviv Alav, this guy, he's always in Tashmish and he's really thirsty. So the time this woman came about, this guy always wants to sleep around. And we're so busy getting him something to drink, we're so tired. Let's go ahead and put some sort of poison there in his food in order that he should die. Mordechai used to sit by Lishkas of Gaza. This means he was part of the Sanhedrin. And therefore he spoke all the language. He spoke this language. He overheard them and he said, what was going on? And he told the king. What are we going to do? We end up working at the same time, so we can't actually get the stuff to be able to work it out. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take over your post and my post. And that's what it means. It says the thing was checked out and it was found out. They weren't found in their proper places where they were supposed to be. They checked the logbooks, and that's how it ended up happening. After these things. Rashi adds it. What this means is, Acher Dvarma Ela Gadol Gidol Amelech Es Haman Bu Baser Bixan Viserish Tiv is right after Bixan Viserish. So what is this coming to tell you? Amar Rava, Acher Shebar Kadosh Baruch Hu Refua Lemaka. Only after Hashem set up a refua to the Maka, then right there was a refua first, then the Maka. Damer Shlokesh Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Maka Es Yisrael. Hashem is not going to give us a smack. There Alam Kim Bori Lam Refua Tchila. Let's give us a refua first. Shana Mezah Pasuk says Kirafi Li Yisrael V'Nigla Avon Ephraim. When I heal Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim will be revealed. Pum pum pum. Right, only then is going to be some sort of punishment. The Valumus Ha'olam Enu Kim works the opposite way. Mako Sad V'Chakach Bori Lam Refua. First they get the smack down, then they end up getting the healing agent, the antidote. Shana Mezah Nagav Hashem Es Mitzrayim Nagav V'Rafo. First they get the smack down, then they have the healing. Vayivez Be'inav L'Shloch Yod B'Mordechai Levado. It was just like a bizayon in his eyes. Only on Mordechai alone, we see there's a pasuk speaking on Mordechai, and then the Am of Mordechai, and then all the Yidden. Amar Rava, but Chilu Mordechai Levado. First, Haman Bu wanted to kill Mordechai. He lived himself Ba'am Mordechai, and then he wanted to go and kill the people of Mordechai. Umanu Rabbanan, and who are the people of Mordechai? Rabbanan, the Chachamim. Himself at the end, B'chol Yidden wanted to kill all of the Jews. He built poor who are goral. He had a lottery. Tana kevin shenafel poor b'chodesh Adar. Since it fell out on Adar, boo. Samach, I'm sorry, Haman, boo. Adar, yay. When he saw that it fell in Adar, Samach simch gadol, he was very, very happy. Amar nafeli poor b'yerech shemes b'moshe. It fell out to me in the month that Moshe ended up dying. V'lo b'yodeh, he didn't realize. Shabashiva shabadar meis, yeah, he died. Ubashiva b'adar. Nolad, he was also born that day, so it was really actually a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing. Rashi says, ben hayom hayom milu kidai. Yeshno am echad said there's a nation, there's mafuzer and mafurid ben amim. Amarava leka yadal yishna bisha kahaman. No one boo, no one knew how to speak, like really. Haman Bu, he had a way with his words. He knew how to mess around. He was a really, really powerful orator. Amarle ta nichlinu. He said, let's go ahead and let's destroy the Yidden. Amarle, so he said back to him, Mistafina me alokav, the lo leaved, bi kedavid b'chamai. I don't want their God to give me the smackdown like happened to the people before me. Amarle, yeshno min amitzos. No, yeshno. Don't worry. They're not in their element right now. They're not, they haven't been really doing the mitzvahs, so don't worry about it. Hashem's not going to protect them. Amalei isbu rabbanan. So he says, but hold on 1 second. They have the chachamim they're doing. Amalei, he says, am echadein. Nah, they're one nation. So what does it mean that they're one nation? They're just like them also. They're not doing the mitzvahs either. Shema tomer karcha ani oseh b'machuscha. Maybe you're going to come and say, if you kill the Yidden, then you're going to end up having a karcha. You know, you're going to end up with literally a bald spot that you're going to be lacking. Bufazarni ben Amim. Now they're mixed amongst all the different nations over here. So you don't have it in one spot. It's not going to look bad. Shematomer isanami. Now you're going to see you're going to get enough from them. And then you go ahead and you kill them. You're not going to end up getting your taxes for them. Mefored. What does it mean, Mefored? Kipre dezu shein oseperus. This is like a parrot, like a mule that doesn't end up having kids. So they don't give you anything anyway. V'shamatomer ikum medin sominai. What are we going to say? That they have some sort of medina that's coming from them, and therefore you don't want to get rid of one of your medinos. Tamad lomer b'chol medinos malchuscha. Nah, don't worry about it. It's in all the different places. They are all over the place. So you're not going to end up messing yourself over by doing such a thing. And then it goes and says, with the same shonus b'kol am, their laws are different from any other people. The lo achli minon, they don't eat from us. V'lo nasvi minon, they don't marry with us. V'lo mitzvei lan, and we can't go and marry their women. V'as dasei amelech eno osim, they don't follow your rules. The mafke l'kuli shaita b'shehi pehi. They get out of all their work by saying, Shahi Pehi, Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. In other words, they're always saying, we're busy, we can't work, it's Yontif today, it's Yontif tomorrow. Isn't that amazing? Do we look at it such a thing? It's not worth it for you to go ahead and keep it all on to them. They eat, drink, and they make fun of you. If you have a fly falls into their wine, they'll throw out the fly and throw it away. But if you touch their wine, they'll throw it on the floor and they're not going to drink it. Ah, look at these Jews. How can you even leave them? We got to get rid of them. If it's good for you, let it be written to be destroyed. And 10,000 silver, I'm going to I'm gonna take care of you. We're gonna give you some cash even. Amrei Shlokas Golei V'Dul Afnei Mishal Amar V'Hayu Alom. It's known before Hashem. Shaul said Haman Bulis Go Shkolim Al Yisrael. Haman's gonna go ahead and take Shkolim in order to weigh against Klal Yisrael. Lefika Chikdim Shkolim Shkolon. Therefore, we do the Shekel Machzor Shekel before their Shekel. V'Hainu Ditan. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Shkolim Be'Echad Ba'Adar Meshmin Al Shkolim Ve'Al Kiloyim. We go out to make sure to remind everyone to do their deal with Shkolim and also of Kiloyim. But we work with the concept of Shkolim over there. Okay, my friends, there's more to Darshan, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.